49. And in the morning, as soon as it was day, all the chief priests immediately held a consultation and came together with the elders of the people and the scribes, and the whole council took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they led him into their council, saying, "Are you the Christ? Tell us." And he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. We ourselves have heard of his own mouth." And when they had bound Jesus, the whole multitude of them arose and led him away from Caiaphas and delivered him to the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See you to that." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces, and said, "It is not lawful for us to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel, and bought with them the potter's field, to bury strangers. Wherefore that field was called the Field of Blood, to this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me." Pontius Pilate the governor then went out to them and said, "What accusation bring you against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then said Pilate to them, "Take you him, and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death," that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Then Pilate the governor entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus stood before the governor, and answering said to him, "Say this thing of yourself, or did others tell it you of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate says to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the chief priests and to the people, and said to them, "I find no fault in him." And the chief priests and elders accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. Then Pilate asked him again, and said, "Answer you nothing? Hear you not how many things they witness against you?" But Jesus answered him yet never a word, insomuch that Pilate the governor marveled greatly. And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him, and Herod with his men of war set him at nothing, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. Now at the feast the governor was wont to release to the people one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And they had then a notable prisoner named Barabbas, a robber, who for a certain sedition made in the city, and who had committed murder, was cast into prison, and lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done to them. But Pilate, willing to release Jesus, when the chief priests and the rulers and the people were gathered together, answered them, saying, "You have brought this man to me, as one that perverts the people. And, behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done in him. But you have a custom that I should release to you one at the Passover. I will therefore chastise and release to you Jesus, which is called Christ, the King of the Jews." For he knew that they had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the people and moved the multitude that they should ask he rather release Barabbas to them and destroy Jesus. And they again cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man!" Then Pilate therefore delivered him to be scourged. And the soldiers of the governor took Jesus and led him away into the common hall called Praetorium. And they called together and gathered the whole band of soldiers to Jesus and scourged him. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet purple robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And bowing their knees, worshipped before him and began to salute him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And after they had mocked him, they smote him with their hands, and did spit on him, and they took the reed, and smote him on the head with the reed. Pilate therefore went forth and spoke again, saying to them the third time, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe. And Pilate says to them, "Behold the man!" But when the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." The Jews answered, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and says to Jesus, "From where are you?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then says Pilate to him, "Speak you not to me? Know you not that I have power to crucify you, and have power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me, except it were given you from above. Therefore he that delivered me to you has the greater sin." And from then on Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth, and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And his wife sent to him, saying, "Have you nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And the governor said to them, "Behold your king! Whether of the two will you that I release to you, Barabbas or the King of the Jews?" They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! And release to us Barabbas!" Pilate answered and spoke again to them, "What will you then that I shall do with Jesus, which is called the Christ, the King of the Jews?" And they all cried out again to him, "Let him be crucified!" Then Pilate the governor said to them, "Why shall I crucify your king? What evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him." But the chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar!" And they were insistent, and cried out the more exceedingly with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified, saying, "Crucify him!" And when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. So he, willing to content the people, took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released Barabbas to them, that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus therefore to their will, and they took the purple robe off from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to be crucified.